the egregious cases of corporate fraud was a passive and often compromised board of directors that failed to protect shareholder interests. Disney's board had always been something of a special case. Not only was its independence compromised by numerous conflicts of interest, but as long as Sid Bass had remained, in effect, a controlling shareholder and staunch ally of Eisner, the board had served as little more than a figurehead of corporate governance, with Bass and Eisner making all the critical decisions. Now Eisner faced calls for reform at a critical time. Just as Bass had relinquished his grip and Gold and Roy were beginning to assert their independence. Perhaps Eisner could turn the calls for reform to his own advantage. At the June board meeting, he announced that Disney had hired Ira Milstein, a senior and respected partner at Weil, Gottschall & Manges in New York, and an expert on corporate governance, to help draft reforms that would govern the Disney board. While no one could argue that reforms were in order, the undertaking also carried an implied threat to anyone who decided to support Gold and Roy. After all, there were any number of reforms, such as shrinking the size of the board, that could be used to get rid of Eisner's critics. At the June 2002 meeting, Eisner unveiled his latest five-year plan for Disney's return to annualized 20% growth. The plan depended heavily on the performance of the new Family Channel, projecting an 88% annualized growth in operating income for the channel. The other pillar was ESPN, with a projected 75% annualized growth. In addition, Eisner predicted that theme park revenues would return to their peak 2001 levels, and that all the ABC network needed was a stroke of creative lightning. But even as he unveiled the projections, it was clear that Disney's results were falling hopelessly behind the results forecast for the current 2002 fiscal year, which would end in September. Disney had some success to its credit, notably Lilo and Stitch, the first animated feature to emerge from the animation unit in Orlando, and the latest film from M. Night Shyamalan, The Supernatural Signs, starring Mel Gibson, opened nationwide on August 2nd and made $117 million in its first week. But two successful films couldn't compensate for the continuing slump in tourism and the turmoil at ABC. In July, Disney released its fiscal third quarter results, and its stock plunged to an eight-year split-adjusted low of $13.75 a share, lower than it had been in the wake of September 11th, when Sid Bass had faced a margin call. Under the new Sarbanes-Oxley Act passed by Congress to combat corporate fraud on the scale of Enron and WorldCom, Eisner and Tom Staggs, as Disney's CEO and Chief Financial Officer respectively, had to personally certify the accuracy of Disney's financial results by August 1st. In reviewing its filings, Disney discovered it had failed to make certain public disclosures, including relatives of directors employed by Disney, required by SEC Regulation SK. Toward the end of July, Eisner reached Gold at his apartment in New York. He sounded almost gleeful when he told him that Milstein had advised him that, under new rules being considered by Disney, Gold was no longer independent because his daughter had a job in the consumer products division of Disney. Surprised, Gold had no ready response, but he had his lawyers consider the issue. They responded that at the very least the